What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. If you're new, welcome. And if you're returning, thank you for coming back. So, I guess today we're going to talk a little bit about movies. A few days ago, I saw a picture posted by IGN talking about the top five movies of biggest movie releases in 2019. So, number one, they have Avengers Endgame. Number two, Star Wars Episode 9. Number three, Toy Story 4. Number four, Frozen 2. And number five, The Lion King. So, Avengers Endgame makes sense as number one. I think no one can really dispute the fact that that's going to be the number one release in 2019. Just because there's so much hype built up and it's the grand finale for the Marvel movie franchise, basically. But Star Wars Episode 9, I'm not really sure why they put that on number two. Other than the fact that probably paid off by Disney or something. Because all the backlash against all the other Star Wars movies, there's no way that Episode 9 should be on this list. Like, they just put everyone so off with the Star Wars franchise now, the way they've been doing everything, that there's no way. Like, Episode 8 did horrible. It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and that's the reason why Solo did so bad. Because nobody wanted to watch another Star Wars movie after that one. Like, they just hurt the franchise so bad. So it's incredibly ambitious to put Episode 9 in second place. And I have a lot of opinions about the Star Wars franchise and the direction that it's going in. I'll talk about that on another podcast for sure when I can get one of my other cousins to join in. He's very passionate about Star Wars and everything. So that should be an interesting one. Maybe sometime next week that'll come out and we'll delve, like, specifically into Star Wars and how the franchise is going. But yeah, I think it's incredibly ambitious that they would put that as number two. Toy Story 4, it makes sense. And I mean, I'm pretty excited to see that one too. Frozen 2, not really sure. I guess the first one did really well, so it makes sense that this one would do well. I'm not sure about putting in this list though. Maybe, I don't know. Lion King, yeah, there's a lot of hype for that. There's a lot of nostalgia in that, creating like a basically a CG / live action remaster of Disney's original Lion King movie. One of the interesting things about this entire list is it's all Disney. Like, all five of these movies are Disney. They're all under the Disney umbrella, so I think that's really interesting and also sketchy that they're all Disney movies. I mean, Disney does have a monopoly, basically, in the movie industry now. Not sure how they got away with that. I would feel that that would violate antitrust laws somewhere, but I guess they found a way around that. But, I don't know. And it's interesting that IGN would put all Disney movies. Maybe there's something sketchy there. I don't know. I really don't know, but it's definitely very interesting. I mean, a lot of it makes sense. Episode 9 doesn't make sense. I don't think it should be on this list. Frozen 2, I'm kind of iffy on. The other one's alright, but I don't know. There's a lot of movies coming out this year, so we'll see the actual turnout, like the actual box office numbers, and see what really was the biggest releases of 2019. So, it's to be seen. But, hope everyone is having a fantastic Friday. And that everybody's had a good first week of New Year's of 2019. And I wish everyone the best. And the podcast will be back on Monday. Take care, everyone.